Joining me now to discuss the broader implications of the Calderon victory is Professor Marcelo Suarez Orozco. He's a professor of globalization and education and co-director of immigration studies at New York University. Professor Orozco, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
So let's talk about the last statement that Lourdes Garcia Navarro made, that if things go south in Mexico, people will come north.
That's a Mexican will go north.
Exactly. You know, it's hard to talk sometimes about international issues because the U.S. sometimes has a very regional bias. We care about what happens in our borders, but what happens in other people's borders always affects what happens in our borders. So how is this going to affect us?
Sure. There is, in a way, here an example of how Mexico matters in ways that many other countries don't really matter to U.S., both foreign and domestic policy. Historically, of course, we share a 3,000-mile border. Approximately 1 in 10 Mexicans today lives in the United States. In addition to trade, the remittances that Mexican immigrants send back to Mexico every year, now in excess of approximately $20 billion a year, suggests that this is very much a special, unique relationship. There is a Mexican exceptionalism. Therefore, what's going on in Mexico today has really tremendous hemispheric relevance. It's a crisis. As the great Mexican poet Octavio Paz put it, Mexico is a country of deep, deep contradictions. And I think that this election really captures, not only internally for Mexicans to reflect upon it, but really for the entire world to see the tremendous contradictions, the real divisions in Mexico today.
And Mexico, in some ways, is not just a border country with the U.S., it's a border country with Latin America. It's a Central American nation. So we've seen in Brazil, liberal or populist presidents, also in Venezuela in the past few years. What will happen if Mexicans really cannot decide whether they're going to go for a more conservative, business-oriented president or for a more populist president?
Well, in a way, the vote in Mexico was a referendum on the Washington consensus and the general market-oriented policies that have been tried, especially in the 90s, throughout Latin America, and that generated very, very uneven and very problematic results in many, many regions of the world.
Can you be more specific about that?
You mentioned Venezuela. Well, we have a series of popularly elected regimes that have really turned their back on the market-oriented policies that have been promulgated mostly by the U.S. in the region. And I think the Mexican choice was really a choice between two models of economic integration and social development. López Obrador, representing the left, represented the voice in many ways of the approximately half of the entire Mexican population, approximately 50 million people who live on less than $4 a day. This is, again, going back to the contradictions of Mexico. Really, there are two Mexicos, a Mexico that under the regime of globalization, with the increasing integration with the American economy, with American markets, has done very well. That's a Mexico of the North. That's a Mexico of Monterrey. That's a Mexico that is increasingly global, international, that is thriving. And the Mexico of the South, Mexico Profundo, as Mexicans call it, is another story. It's a country, it's a region of deep poverty. It's a region where especially the indigenous origin people are falling behind. They're not a part of this Mexican economic growth. So in a way, what's going on in Mexico mimics what we've seen in Bolivia, we've seen in Venezuela. In some ways, we've seen in other countries, Brazil, of course, Chile, Argentina, where leftist governments are really trying to renegotiate and kind of a new social contract where questions of poverty, questions of equity, questions of inequality, questions of job creation are fundamental. And these are the issues that really define the hemisphere today. A million Latin Americans now are leaving the continent every year. 1 million people, they're heading north. They're heading north because they can't feed their families, because they're in search of a better life for themselves, for their families. These are the big questions in Latin America. Job creation, education, development. That's Mr. Calderón's numero uno task now. How will he manage to bring into Mexican history the roughly half of the entire Mexican population that is living on less than $4 a day today?
Well, that obviously is a question not just for Mexico, but also for the United States. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but there's a lot more to talk about. Professor Marcelo Suarez Orozco, Professor of Globalization and Education and Co-Director of Immigration Studies at New York University, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Brian.